You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is the 19th day of November 2013. On the phone line, Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Another busy day in Chicago, relatively speaking. Though this time around, they were testing some downward trend lines. Tell me about that for the soybeans.
Well, you know, the beans have been sort of the leader here, and we've seen the corn and wheat getting beat up as of late, Todd. That today we decided we're going to pick on the beans. We're going to take them through the 200-day moving average. And when we broke through the support at 1275, we went down to 1268, you know, rapidly. And then through the day, we built back on up, and we did close back above it there at 1276 today. Still down 11 and a quarter on the day, but it does stay above our trend line that way.
Well, that was better than not, although if you're looking at the charts, it did post an outside down day in the January soybean contract.
Yeah, like I said, it isn't all roses, but it is better than they aren't dead ones yet.
Well, that's better than having them dead, that's for sure. What do you see over the next, through the Christmas time frame? Usually we get to a point where the markets kind of get dull because everybody's thinking about Thanksgiving and then the rest of the holiday season, but we're not quite there yet.
You know, it generally seems like either the bears or the bulls eat turkey at Thanksgiving and the opposite eat it at Christmas here. So maybe we can see a little bit of sell-off here into Thanksgiving and then a little pump up into Christmas. But, you know, we're just seeing good weather in South America. We're seeing talk of Chinese business switching to South America here pretty soon. And on the other hand, we're seeing harvest start to, you know, finish up and the bin doors get locked. And we're seeing basis levels on corn at least stay fairly strong for this time of year for the last 10% of harvest. So it's sort of a conundrum as to what we're thinking here, because we should start to see, the bin doors or the harvest finishing up. That's generally when the elevators are taking in, you know, all the corn because their bins at home are full. So to see the basis levels as strong as they are is a little bit surprising. But all in all, the prices are lower here and the farmers aren't very aggressive sellers, and we are front-loaded on our export business.
Yeah, well, I was looking at the charts and thinking about yesterday's trade for the corn, which was lower. Today, while it didn't take back all of those losses, did a pretty good job of getting most of them back.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the big bears are yelling, we're going for $4, we're going at $4. The December calls and puts go off the board on Friday. I believe the largest open interest is in the 420s. So I'm not too surprised we might end up just right in this range, you know, 2 or 3 cents above or below that 420 mark. Now, if some of the funds get very active, well, they can push it on down, but I think we're going to probably just chop around in here.
Anybody yelling $3 yet?
A three in front of it sometime before the year's out, lots of people are yelling that. But, you know, we're not yelling for $3 here in the near future.
Do you think that's very possible?
Well, you know, we only got to go 20 cents down and we've got a three in front of it. But so I think that there's going to be a time period where that could happen, yes, Todd.
Yeah, just simply because it's there and they can do it. It's kind of like a mountain, I guess.
It's going to be something that one day one of the large funds will go after. But all in all, I think, you know, that's going to be some areas where the world demand will pick up a little bit and we will, you know, see some business develop. The best cure for low prices, low prices. And these are pretty low compared to what we've been used to. You know, we did hit three-year lows yesterday.
All right. Thanks so much, Wayne.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report.